A renowned motivational speaker, Emmanuel Deitumi, says Ghana cannot address its socio-economic challenges without first addressing challenges facing the country's youth. He said previous governments have failed to enact good policies and programs that are geared towards empowering the Ghanaian youth and making them self-reliant and resourceful. Mr. Deitumi was speaking at a seminar for students of TI Ahmadiyya Senior High School in Kumasi, dubbed Leadership Renaissance in Senior High Schools. Our correspondent Razak Baba reports.
The seminar organized by Change Ambassadors Foundation, a youth-oriented organization, was used to launch an initiative of the organization to raise 1 million empowered and patriotic youth who will be change agents for national development. The seminar was under the theme, Empowering Young People Through Quality Education and Innovation. Mr. Deitumi, who is also the founder and chief executive of Future Leaders Group and one of the resource persons at the seminar, noted that the youth constitute the wealth and future of the nation, and addressing their hopes and aspirations should form an integral part of national youth policy. It is therefore important that the youth are empowered to discover their talent for effective harnessing and participation in national development process. He charged the youth, particularly those in senior high schools, not to allow poverty or family background to prevent their dreams for a brighter future from becoming a reality. Mr. Deitumi expressed concern about some challenges negatively affecting some youth development in the country. They include limited access to quality education, inferiority complex, and inadequate mentoring opportunities. A deputy registrar at the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, Festus Nyame, encouraged the students to always have the mindset of a determined person preparing to take up the mantle of leadership of the country in future. He said the only way they can succeed in this direction is to preserve, be confident, disciplined, determined, and confident.
That was Razak Baba's report.